Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ernie Young. Batting second, the second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting third, the third baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth, the DH, Geronimo Barroa. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Phil Plantier. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Torey Lovullo. Batting seventh, the catcher, George Williams. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Jose Herrera. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Rafael Bornegal. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, John Wasten. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second, the center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third, the DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth, the catcher, Greg Myers. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pat Mahomes. And now, play ball. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Brant Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Young moves to third. Geronimo Barroa batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Giambi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Knobloch moves to third. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Herrera. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Knobloch scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Plantier strikes out. 1 out. Torey Lovullo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lovullo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Lovullo moves to second. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Herrera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Herrera reaches second base with a double. Becker throws the ball into Hollins, who tags Herrera trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lovelo scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bornegal takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There goes Bornegal. The throw from Myers and he is safe. Bornegal steals second. Ernie Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Young is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gates is 0-1 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahomes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hollins hits a fly ball into right field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Coomer strikes out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Giambi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Giambi is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Giambi hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Barroa is 0-1 in the game. Barroa strikes out. Two outs. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Plantier is 0-1 in the game. Plantier hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Knobloch is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Becker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Becker. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Becker steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Waston. Becker moves to third. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cordova is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Torey Lovelo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lovelo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lovelo strikes out. One out. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Herrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Herrera hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollins hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Starhowiak hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Coomer moves to third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coomer scores. Starhowiak scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Mears. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Mears steals second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. The ball gets by Williams for a passed ball. Mears moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rafael Bornegal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bornegal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bornegal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Young strikes out. 1 out. Brent Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gates is 0-for-2 in the game. Gates hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Giambi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Giambi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berroa is 0-for-2 in the game. Berroa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Giambi moves to second. Greg Hansel now pitching. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Plantier is 0-for-2 in the game. Plantier hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Torey Lovelo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lovelo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lovelo takes first base on ball 4. Giambi moves to third. Berroa moves to second. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-3, Athletics. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Herrera hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Becker moves to third. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bornegal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bornegal strikes out. One out. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brent Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Starhoviak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Athletics. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mears hits a line drive towards the mound. Waston can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Buddy Groom now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Giambi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barroa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barroa hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Plantea is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Plantea is 0 for 3 in the game. Plantea is hit by the pitch. Giambi moves to second. Mike Milchen now pitching. Torey Luvelo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luvelo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luvelo hits a fly ball into right field. Coomer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Giambi moves to third. Two outs. George Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Plantea moves to second. Damon Mayshore pinch hits for Jose Herrera. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Giambi scores. Plantea moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 9-5, Athletics. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mayshore strikes out. Myers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mayshore out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Damon Mayshore now playing right field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Luvelo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cordova is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova is hit by the pitch. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 0 for 3 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cordova moves to second. Dave Hollins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hollins hits a fly ball into left field. Plantea settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bornegal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bornegal hits a fly ball into right field. Coomer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gates strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Bautista now playing third base. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Starhoviak takes first base on ball 4. Jim Corsi now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gates scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Bennett now pitching. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bautista hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berroa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berroa hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-5, Athletics. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Plantier is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Plantier takes first base on ball 4. Torey Lovullo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lovullo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lovullo hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-5, Athletics. George Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mayshore is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bornegal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bornegal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayshore moves to second. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Van Poppel now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Becker hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Young. Becker reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to third. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Myers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Plantier fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Plantier. Becker scores. Cordova goes all the way around to score. It's 13-7, Athletics. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lovullo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollins for the out. Myers moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a fly ball into left field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 13, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.